With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been a dangerous time for crew members on their way through mountainous wilderness in California near Lake Tahoe during a massive snowstorm. They have rescued six skiers who survived an avalanche but were trapped by the heavy snow and ice. Nine others in their tour group are still missing. Two of the six have been hospitalized. A spokesman says there are 15 skiers on that trip, not 16 as initially believed. More legal woes for social media platforms in Europe.
X is facing a new EU privacy investigation after its Grok chatbot generated non-consensual deepfake images on the platform. Ireland's Data Protection Commission says Grok has created and shared sexualized images of real people, including children. While X has added some limits to Grok, European authorities are still not satisfied. X also faces other probes in Europe. That includes Spain, which has ordered prosecutors to investigate X, Meta, and TikTok for alleged crimes related to AI-generated child sex abuse materials on their platforms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Economist Steve Moore urging President Trump to keep up the great work concerning the economy.
All systems are go. We got a great inflation report on Friday showing inflation going headed down to the 2% target that the Fed and most economists agree should be the right target. And a monster jobs report the other day that showed very healthy job gains for the economy, more people entering the workforce, wages rising.
More than 3,000 Christian broadcasters from 40 nations in Nashville for the National Religious Broadcasters Association. This is SRN News. More rough news concerning America's young adults. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
We already know they are less inclined to get married and are having fewer kids, so perhaps it should come as no surprise that they are dating less. A new poll released by the Institute for Family Studies finds that well over two-thirds of young adults rarely or never go on a date. The primary reason is money. Most of them don't have enough. But there's also been a rapid rise in social anxiety and an obsession with what the digital world can offer. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York politicians raising a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument after the Trump team removed the symbol of gay pride from the LGBT landmark. The Park Service quickly took that flag down again, and Interior Department dismissed the incident as a political stunt, criticizing the city's Democratic leadership. This is SRN News. The biggest name in golf says he might return to the major that he's won more than any other.
Tiger Woods is not ruling out a return to the Masters. The 15-time major champion says that playing the first major of the year isn't off the table. Woods is coming off a year in which he didn't compete in a single tournament for the first time in his career. He had disc replacement surgery in October. Most of Woods' time is occupied in the PGA Tour boardroom as head of the committee reshaping the schedule. He has also put on hold being Ryder Cup captain again. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
On Wall Street Tuesday, S&P 500 added 7 points at 6843. Dow Jones was up 32 for the day to close at 49,553, and the NASDAQ gained 31 at 22,578. More details, srnnews.com.